Introduction, why I created this course. Hello everybody, my name is Bud Brown. I've been studying languages most all my life. It's my passion. I just love it. I don't know why, but that's just the way I am. I learned Spanish when I was living with a Mexican family in Mexico when I was still in high school. And then I learned Vietnamese and served as an interpreter in the U.S. Navy in Vietnam in 1971. I studied several languages at the university while earning my BA degree in linguistics. I've studied Tagalog up close and personal while living with my Filipino wife for almost 40 years now. This is 2011, by the way. And now I'm living on the island of Cebu, Philippines, and I've been learning the second most spoken language in the Philippines, Cebuano, also called Bisaya. You know, as unbelievable as it sounds, I've found very few sources to learn this language. I mean, I've looked on the internet, even here in the Philippines, in the National Bookstore here in Cebu City. I did find a gigantic Cebuano English dictionary, but that was it. I mean, there was nothing about grammar, no books on grammar, no books on pronunciation, nothing to explain how to speak this language. So finally, I decided to roll up my sleeves, grab my voice recorder in one hand, pencil and paper in the other hand, and pick the brains of as many local native Cebuano speakers as I could. Fortunately, they're so good to help out and answer all my questions, even though I know they, when their eyes got glossy, they started getting tired of my questions. But I wanted to know, how do you say this? How do you say that? Does this sound right? Does that sound right? Is this formal? Is this informal? I wanted to know how to speak and how to understand this language. And now that I've been here 6 months, I do feel that I have come a long way. As a matter of fact, I feel comfortable speaking Cebuano, and I can understand just about what everybody is saying around me. I will admit, though, that, you know, sometimes I do have to ask them to repeat what they just said, or to ask them, what does this word mean, or that phrase that you just said, what does that mean? But in general, I'm very happy with my progress in this language, but I just wish that I had found a course like this one when I first began to learn Cebuano. So, I'm going to save you a lot of time and frustration by giving you exactly what you need to be able to understand and speak Cebuano. Not only am I giving you good, everyday working vocabulary and everyday conversations that you're going to use, but I'm going to take you by the hand and walk you through this course with my commentary after each lesson. Good luck. If you're ever in Cebu, Philippines, which I've got a feeling you will be one day, be sure to look me up. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.